Welcome to 5 Minutes of Writing Magic, the podcast of readings from 5 Minutes of Brain Dumping. Bell Hooks said, knowing how to be solitary is central to the art of loving. When we can be alone, we can be with others without using them as a means of escape. 5 Minutes of Writing. I long for the solitary. For a day, I think. For a day, I would love to be alone without anyone needing me, without anyone scratching on my door wanting me to do something to put the focus on them. It's not even that I want to focus solely on me, more like I want to focus on the priorities I set, rather than others bleeding me dry. That is how I would say it in drama queen mode. Where did I go wrong in not nurturing myself? I didn't keep my nest of safety of nurturance clear. The room of my own became a repository for later rather than a haven for today. My let's-get-her-done mind almost shifted just now into quickly now do it, which is a turnoff to the gentler side of me, the slow and steady tortoise side who needs space to breathe and hope and dream and vision without pressure. This week I rediscovered some women actually prefer the push, don't get the gentle, the softer, the rocking hush of the rocking chair. I don't understand the push, push, push. I prefer this image, the one of sitting in a circle with a parachute, and we all gather around it, people, each holding a portion. When we sit in a circle and lift, whoosh, the parachute in the air, together we lift up, 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 and it is so pleasurable. Whatever starts sitting in the center rises up on the air effortlessly as we continue. Whatever is in the center is elevated, and we are all laughing, rejoicing, and playful. That's what stirs me. Pushing stifles me. Pushing is what makes me shut down. Lifting brings me out onto the fire escape to read, to look, to connect back to my heart space and the heart spaces of those who surround me. 5 Minutes of Writing Magic. Join me.